Blog Talk Radio.
History is a clock that people use to tell their
innocent, fake feminist, stop pretending, y'all sentiment ain't really then what you defending. It's a
decisions. Bronze like you and real victims. Let's talk the truth. Women in general just can't get along. When Tosh got a man, you didn't pick up the phone. When they got a job, you said you stay at home. Why R&B bitches don't feature on each other's songs?
What the fuck is you talking about?
Never mind, bitch, I'm walking out.
Whatever, nigga, I'm off you
now. Your evil ass kept me well in doubt.
Pussy nigga, best watch your mouth.
Pussy in mouth is all you got.
Lay this pussy back on the couch.
Doggy styles and you get on top.
Fuck me, nigga.
I'ma fuck you, bitch.
No, fuck me, nigga, fuck me.
I'ma fuck you, bitch.
No, fuck you, fuck me.
You playing, man.
Fuck me.
Nah, you playing.
Stop tap dancing around the conversation.
Happy Saturday, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe, the community therapy platform. I am Ms. Wanda, your therapist, favorite therapist, giving you another unfiltered, candid conversation. I am so happy to have another opportunity to intrigue, provoke thought, and lift someone up today, and hope that you are able to learn something from today's show that will help you in your future. I want to give a quick disclaimer. If you're new to the Black Sister community, I welcome you. I want you to know that you can be safe and yourself here. This is a space created for Black women to breathe. I practice this thoroughly and openly, and I suggest that you do the same. No need to have it all figured out here, because I'm here to help you recognize the light within you and want you to see yourself shine the way that I do. So, ladies, let's be free on this beautiful Saturday. I don't know where you guys are, but right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it is hot, 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 hot. So stay hydrated, ladies. Today is part two of last week's discussion, which focused on domestic abuse. I know that was not an easy topic to discuss, but that's what we do here, ladies. We talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, which is the real. If you are new here, get used to being uncomfortable with the uncomfortable. Get used to the internalized thoughts being brought to the forefront. Get used to learning how to trust yourself and get used to being real and get used to what this process of healing looks like. That song that I just played was raw as hell. I know it. I know y'all was over there clutching y'all pearls like, oh, my God, today, Miss Chambers, what's that? What is that about? That's the reality of what's happening around us. These are the things that nobody talks about. These are the things that you, like, suffering in silence about. You know what I mean? But it's just what I like. No sugarcoating it. And quite naturally, a lot of what goes on behind closed doors while women put on their faces and show up to combat another hard day of being alone when being around so many others. So I just want to take this time to thank Kay Dodd and Taylor Page for creating such a realistic reflection of what some relationships look like today. Whether you consider yourself a boss, a professional, in love, in like, in lust, this is the toxicity that stems from insecurities, lack of emotional intelligence, constant need for validation. Did you hear me, ladies? Constant need for validation, not only for ourselves, but men too. And just not knowing yourself well enough to believe yourself when you are tired of some shit. Yes, is this healthy? Hell no. Do we sometimes know shit is unhealthy but still hold on? Hell yes. Do men sometimes make you feel you leave them? You know it. Do we recognize these behaviors? Absolutely. We're not unaware of these things. These are the things that are mostly being internalized and just going ignored. We're continuing to suffer in silence and wanting to put everyone else before ourselves. Do we recognize how we as women are so empathetic and nurturing that we forget to nurture ourselves? Yes, breathe on that, ladies. Do we recognize how we as women are so empathetic and nurturing that we forget to nurture ourselves? Today will be a day of acknowledging, unlearning, and learning some new things. I think that this is going to be a great show because we are going to unravel a couple of different things as it related to that song earlier. I'm going to want to hear your voices. I'm going to want to tackle this issue by bringing awareness to it, provoking thought around the awareness, hearing others' experiences, and providing some tools to assist women with learning how to trust themselves. DMS said it best. Learn to trust people to be themselves, and you learn how to trust what you see. I want to remind you that when we let people get by the first time, we allow others to learn how to treat us. We teach them boundaries without knowing for ourselves that this is what we are doing. So let's get into this song. Okay, let's get into this song because I ain't going to lie. I always get feedback from our listeners about our show playlist each week. So know that this playlist for today was already premeditated. However, Kendrick Lamar dropped that new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, and you know I'm a support. I heard a few tracks on that thing, and I was like, this the one for the show today. I must start the show with this song. And you guys know typically I play a couple of songs before we get into it, but today this song really precedes us, okay? I know y'all might still be processing, so let me give my initial reactions to the song. If you are wondering what it is called, okay, it is called We Cry Together. And I ain't talking about the OJs, baby. This one, this We Cry Together is a whole new, this is 2022 We Cry Together, okay? Very controversial, very realistic, and at the same time, very sad, because this love-hate relationship reminds me so much of the struggle and the strive to be loved. We must love ourselves first, which can be a bit challenging with everything that's going on. It contributes to us becoming topsy-turvy and upside down in our minds when we think about who we are, what we are, blaming ourselves for allowing this to happen to us, figure out how to pick up the pieces and get that time back. Ladies, we can't get that time back. Becoming abusers ourselves and doing toxic things to others when we become brave enough to love again. So, sisters, this is about the remnants of being a woman and what it looks like to heal, to acknowledge, and to let go. Woo, let's breathe on that, ladies. Let's breathe on that. I'm going to open up these lines. I want to hear some feedback from y'all on what y'all thought about that song and how y'all feeling about today's topic so far.
Well, I am checking in from Chicago. This is your girl, Jess Tiff, and I thought the song was really interesting. I was trying to figure out, like, where did this come from? So thank you for sharing the title with us. I'm just here for it for today. You know, LaWanda, I am doing my own unpacking and unteetering on this end. But I'm here for it to see what the ladies have to add. You know, this is church for me, so I got my pad out, my pen. I'm just ready to take it in.
Hey, cousin, I love you, and I appreciate you for tapping in and just being honest, because you know what? Sisters, that song right there, when I heard her spitting that, I said, wait a minute, Kendrick Lamar. What's going on, brother? Unravel this toxic masculinity, but let's also unravel on some of this toxic femininity, okay? It's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors, and we say, oh, well, he loves me, or that makes me feel good knowing that my man would kill somebody or hurt me to show me how much he cares. Like, we have gotten so far out of touch on what real love looks like and what care looks like, and I think this is the foundation for how we even get into some of these topsy-turvy situations. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it starts off in the honeymoon phase. He does everything. He does everything. He's sending you flowers to work, edible arrangements. The sex is good. The conversation is good. I mean, everything is good. And then all of a sudden it's like, where is the person that I fell in love with? Because this fool is a clown, and I'm over here stuck trying to pick up the pieces and don't even recognize that I have a soul tie with you now, and I couldn't even get rid of you if I wanted to. That's right, Tiff, overextending ourselves to benefit others, but also just being a woman and feeling like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I've seen my mothers doing. This is what everyone else has done before me. And again, not seeing them nurture themselves or love on themselves in the way that they should. So, sis, I'm here for it. Does anybody else have anything else they want to add before I tell you guys a couple of things that we have in store for today?
Because
I know that's a lot, girl.
You know, there's a lot that you said, but we got to remember the media today. Because it's like a lot of things where people, they can't even imitate their mothers because they're not even there. They look to other women. They look to kids. Kids are following kids. And I'm talking three generations away and work with a lot of women through this here. Topics need to be separate. They can't run simultaneously because they won't fit. There's a shoe for everybody, and one size do not fit all. And it's like it's hard. Some mothers are doing the best that they can, but society is short of something else. And the kids don't want to hear it. And they become young women, become mothers before their time, and they found out they got this guy who seen on TV the roses and stuff, and then after they didn't see what happened after that, then nothing else happened, then they turn into this person you don't know. So I would love to discuss it. But we need to separate each one of the topics.
Yes, Mama Lou. Y'all heard Mama Lou. She spoke, and she's going to be speaking a little bit later because she was leading this discussion last week with Miss Leola, who I need to make sure chimes in as well. We always love when Leola taps into the show. She always adds such great content to the discussion, and because we've all been talking about this PTSD and healing for the longest and becoming stronger women and knowing that strength also represents walking away. Walking away is a representation of strength. So I'm going to make sure I send her the link real quick to make sure she's able to tap in too. But we're also going to have Lucille talking a little bit later too, to more about her healing journey, as I don't want us to get stuck in the process of things always happening to us and us sitting back and allowing it. But let's bring awareness to how that, what that really looks like, because again, women, we are being so strong all the time, and when we break, we break. We break down, and this breakdown affects our mental health. It affects our physical health. We start gaining weight. We start looking like somebody else. How many times y'all done looked on TikTok and you see women talking about some, this is what I looked like when I was in a relationship, and when I got out of the relationship, I was able to go to the gym. I was able to focus on me. I was able to get slim thick, or I was able to slim down. I was taking trips. I got a new job. I reinvented myself because there was a hold on you at that point in time. So we really want to get into it, ladies. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what this has looked like for you. Have you ever experienced any domestic violence? And if so, how did you get out of it? And I want to let you guys know, too, because some of you guys are new here, all of the lines are open. So if you want to speak up, let your voice be heard. Nobody's mic is muted. This is a free space. We learn from each other. We grow from each other. This is only possible when we are able to engage in a dialogue. So no need to be weary. You don't have to tell your name. A lot of us have been here for a while, so, of course, they're a little bit more comfortable. But has this shown up for you? What has this looked like? Ladies, I know this is a lot to take in. I know y'all over there clutching y'all pearls still like, golly, did they end up having sex at the end of that song? Like, what is going on here? Wonder, what did you just play? Don't make me play it again because I have y'all listen to that stuff again now. Because really, that's the truth. And I know that's not a pretty bow on top and that you know, that thing that we want, but that's the cycle of abuse. That's what happens. Nobody wants to walk away. Everybody is enmeshed and codependent and putting each other down and beginning to think that that's what that should be looking like. And that's not love, ladies. That is not a love that I would want to have, a love that I want to experience. And again, it's also hard to walk away from because you feel like that's love on some level. So that is where the unlearning has to come in. That is where you have to take a hard stop. We're going to practice an exercise after the top of the hour show, which is going to reflect on some self-compassion and giving you some tools to be able to make that plan of how you need to leave or step out of a relationship and what are some things that you need to do as a woman to reconnect back to yourself. So we definitely want to build on the skill of self-compassion today, and we're also going to do an exercise around positive affirmations for the Black woman and learning how to speak kindly to ourselves. I know a few weeks ago we had the 2-year anniversary of Black Sister Talk, and I was telling you guys some things that I was going to be adding to the show as we continue to grow and make sure I'm a woman of my word and follow up and continue to do the things that I say I'm going to do. So be looking forward to that self-compassion skill and then also the Black woman affirmations, which I want us to engage with. A lot of us don't know how to speak kindly to ourselves or even think that that's the thing. So I want to make sure that I help you to understand what that looks like. And if you feel stupid, I want you to say that because guess what? The first time I did it, I felt stupid too. I'm like, why am I sitting here looking in the mirror talking to myself like this? Like, the last time I sat in the mirror, I was looking at myself and talking to myself like that. I was wishing for titties. I was like, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, let me get some breastuses. Lord, please, Lord, please. Lord, please, you know, seriously, and don't you be over there laughing at me. I know y'all probably laughing, but that's the truth. See, I don't have no problem being honest about myself because that is how you grow. When you're able to be honest, you're able to be truthful with yourself. And when you can be truthful with yourself, then you can be honest with other people. Let your yeses be yeses. Let your noes be no. So that when guys do things to you that you do not like or agree with, you can speak up and say, I don't like when you do that, or when you do that, that makes me feel like this, because they don't care until you make them care. And then you have to remember you have that leverage. That leverage is all on you, sis. That leverage is all on you. If you do not let somebody know how to treat you, sis, that's right, Tiff. You're going to be laughing, crying to yourself, cracking the hell up. You're going to lose your mind. You understand that? Okay.
Hey, LaWanda.
Hi, LaWanda.
Hey. So you know I like to play devil's advocate with you, sis.
And I
agree with everything you said, and I'm all the way here for it. But I am a girl. I am a daddy's girl. and I was blessed to have four other older brothers. And you're absolutely right. There is definitely a part when you have to use your words and let a man know what you like, what you don't like as far as his communication and everything else. But it also definitely goes back to how you were raised, because I don't know about all men, but I know about the four men that were in my house, and my father was very much prominent in the fact of them being aware of how to treat women, always opening the door for me, taking out the trash, cooking and cleaning. My father was very adamant about my brothers not thinking, assuming, or expecting a woman to have a meal on the table for them. But it's not how it goes. You bring to the table what she brings to the table, and y'all figure that out as you go. So absolutely, it's good for our young women and grown women and older women to understand that. But it's also an individual thing, because I know some very wonderful guys, as well as I know some horrible ones, but it's very important to have that communicational boundary, because even with my brothers being raised that way, and I'm knowing that I have seen situations where they've definitely lacked, because if nothing was said to them, it wasn't done, when I know that they know better. So even whether they were raised with it or not, having the strength to use your words, not feeling any way, I think it's very important just for self-empowerment and a good, healthy foundation on any type of relationship. That's just my little two cents. I'm gone.
No, sis, I appreciate that. And, again, I think you brought up a really good point, because a lot of women don't have that father figure. And so learning how to operate with men becomes a foreign thing. And I don't know. I mean, me being personally speaking and being honest, I wasn't blessed to have my father in my life growing up. And so I found myself, when I did reconnect with my dad, kind of being angry with him and yelling at him in some ways, like, you wasn't there, and this is why I had to learn how to do certain things with myself, and how to approach men, and how to find my voice, because I was just happy that somebody thought I was cute. You know, I was just happy that somebody thought I was cute and interested and wanted to get to know me, or at least that's what I thought. And then, you know, that's how I got baited into a lot of situations, not knowing how to respect myself or how to conduct myself around men, because I just wanted validation. I was looking for a father figure. I was looking for some attention. I was looking for somebody to do those things that you were just talking about, Stephanie. So I really appreciate our friendship, so that you always let me know, well, my daddy was able to show me how to do this, so I valued the time that I spent. Look, I'm about to get emotional, y'all, because it hurts. It hurts so deep when you think about the role of your father and how important that is for him to show up for you. And even though me and my dad have reconnected presently, it's still very hard to build that relationship, because he's been so distant, especially how he walked out of our life. So I have to be honest when I say fathers are so important, and it's definitely the foundation that little girls need, boys and girls need to have, first of all.
Absolutely.
Parents need to be involved in children's lives. It's the same hurt that I can bring up. It's the same hurt that little boys can bring up. It's the same hurt that my father experienced his upbringing. That's why he did not know how to be a father to me. So when you're able to look at things are forming, it becomes all of this toxicity. We're hurt people hurting people. We're people who are looking for validation, looking for that love and care, but don't really know what that love is supposed to look like, because it has not been experienced.
You can take it a step further, going with friendships and dating, because just like you're saying, you're getting emotional. The older I get, the more I pay attention to wanting to know about people's own personal family histories and things like that, because you're just saying, like, oh, that's awesome that you can take what your father, you know, taught you when you're brothers. But it also really bit me in the ass a lot, because I was told how bougie I am, how spoiled I was, and I didn't understand how that was spoiled, because that's all I knew. I used to get in trouble if I opened a car door, you know, open a door. That was a problem for my father. and you know, it became a lifestyle. Like I didn't even look up because I knew the doors were open for me and things of that nature. So growing up, and I don't have expectations for anything because I'm also very independent. But when you want to show shivering that you're interested in me, that was the way I was raised that people would do. And sometimes I really met people who I didn't have to speak to about it, and they were naturally doing those things because they were raised the same, or maybe they weren't raised the same, but that was just the foundation of who they were. And then other people was like, you just going to stand there with the door open? I absolutely am.
I know that's right, because I didn't open the door. And I broke it, and sometimes you learn as you grow and see the world and talk to other women and hear their experiences, because what happens is men are very observant, and they're able to see you for who you are. Even if you put on the glitz and the glam, they're like, oh, that person is a little bit here. Let me take a little bit here. Let me see how far I can go. Let me say some joke. Oh, let me just say I'm joking. And then when you check them, I was just playing.
Absolutely. And then my father was very much into our culture. You know, Juneteenth, we weren't celebrating 4th of July. It was only Juneteenth. We weren't doing Christmas. And it wasn't even Kwanzaa. My father was a very militant man and things of that nature. But he was also very much for the culture. And it was other things that my father made us aware of. Like, I'm not just opening a door, you know, just because I adore you as who you are. I support and protect you like you do me. I open a door for you. You walk in. You stay on the side of me or beside me. He was like, because usually somebody's going to try to harm the male first. He was like, little do you know, my queen is more stronger than I am because I prepare her. We've been shooting guns since I was in middle school. It was the understanding of I stand behind my brother, so if somebody attacks them, I can pull their gun and shoot the trigger. It was level to it, but that was an understanding. It was a mentality. It was him saying this to me as a little girl, not knowing what this man was talking about. But okay, Daddy. And then getting a little bit older and understanding, and as a grown woman saying, oh, there was level to this.
And you were preparing
me from a child when I didn't understand what you were talking about because the conversation was over my head, but it was repetition conversation from 4 years old to 14 years old to 24 years old to let me understand about the world. And that was the things, you know, I pay attention to how people react to me, you know, especially when I'm dating them and stuff like that, because you may not have been aware, you may have not been exposed, and I might have to put you on, or you may have had a different type of understanding, and you might have some toxic female type of energy from the mother, from the extremely level to it. So I try to give people grace, but I only use my words so often.
It's only so many
times. I don't care, and that's something that I probably should grow with, but I can only use my words so often to help you through the growth, like somebody helped me through it. And if you're not willing to learn and expand, then you got to meet me somewhere. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I used to feel some kind of way, like I was so spoiled and everything. And I'm like, you silly man, I'm supposed to be on your side of behind you. If somebody hurts you, I know what to do. And I got your back and angles you don't, because that's how I was raised.
Absolutely. But see, that's the thing. When you're able to bring to the table and that is not respected nor reciprocated, and it becomes a thing where they feel that is what is due, that is what your role is, and there is nothing on the other side to balance that, you become depleted. This is also a form of abuse. This is abuse that happens before you get punched in the face or cheating on or any of these other things that occur.
Verbal
abuse. That's right. This is the foundation for him to even think that is okay. So we got to learn how to speak from the very beginning. And learn to be a woman. Say to expectations. I know a lot of times we go out and say, we shouldn't have any intentions. We shouldn't have any expectations. Or we're going to go with the flow. Keep going with the flow, ladies, and see where the flow is. Not going to lead you to that planet of utopia where you guys are skipping and skipping. No. Stop being delusional, women. We have to stop being delusional. We have to stop internalizing, I'm pissed off, I'm upset, I want to cry. And then it's like, well, when did it happen? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
That's who's going to be mad until you talk to me, but I promise you, I ain't going to cook good because I'm pissed off. And I tell everybody when I'm upset, I don't cook no food because food is not going to be good. I got to be here. It's not with love. It's not with love. This food is made with. I'm pissed off. And you're going to taste it, and you're going to be pissed off.
No seasoning.
You have some people who might be too seasoned. You might get high blood messing around with me, child, because I'm like, good. I'm not in a good headspace. And I'm aware of that. And this is talking about when we look at emotional intelligence. You know what I'm saying? There's levels to intelligence. It's like four or five different levels to that. I know Kobe. It's like four or five different levels to emotional intelligence. And some people barely are meeting the metrics of the first level, which is to be aware. And that's why we focus on awareness first. So we can meet people where they are and build on these conversations to hear, okay, where are you at with this? How are you feeling about this? What are you doing when somebody says that you don't like? How are you going to respond to that? Do you sit there and retreat? Do you fight, or freeze? Because women, we can be toxic too. Oh, we got to live on us. We can be very toxic and not even realize how our actions create change. I ain't blaming nobody here. I'm blaming everybody in a relationship because it takes two to two. And we have to come to a place where we're able to communicate and we're able to say, okay, I didn't like the way you did.
Learning how to fight fairly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fair fighting rules. That's a real thing. Always want to be that if we're with that person, that's a reflection of us. So we always want to find the respect our partners. I don't care how upset they make us. If we cannot have an amicable conversation where we are able to lead with some respect, we're setting ourselves up for danger. We're setting ourselves up for danger. Those are the things that people have in the back of their mind, and they like, ooh, that right there cuts so deep. I'm ready to act the fool, you know? Ladies, have y'all been there? Any lady that's on the line, y'all just been there. Just say, been there. Look, y'all like, I don't want nobody to know I've been there. It's just us. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. That's fine, sis, if it's just us. But I hope that somebody able to learn from this because the reality is it's not just us. It's just I'm not comfortable with speaking on things that have happened to me because it happens to women in general. This is even if it happened when you was a young girl. It happened when I was a young girl. I had to recognize it. It happened in my life recently. I've been with my partner for a very long time. I had to set boundaries with him, which had him confused and thinking like, she must not want to be with me no more. No, I had to learn myself better. And I have to be honest and say, we're not the same women we were 10 years ago or 10 years before that. We grow and evolve a lot differently than men do. I feel like men kind of stay in their little box and bubbles, and they know who they want to be and how they want to be it. But women, let me just put it to you like this. Ask a little boy what he want to be when he grow up. He might say something like blue. Ask a two-year-old girl what she want to be up. What she want to be when she grow up? She got whole conversations for your whole sentences. I want to be like this. I want to do that. And you be looking like, how you know all of this, baby? And you just two. That 2 year old tell you, baby, I'm six. I ain't two. You're like, excuse me, I'm through. This 2 year old just told me they were six. And mentally, might rightfully so, because they just held a whole conversation with me about what it is that they want to be. So be mindful of that, ladies, as we have this discussion, just thinking about development, how we develop, and how men can also be very jealous of your development and see that as a threat to them. This is why those put downs become so harsh and so haunting when men say things that hurt you, like you're ugly or you're stupid or calling you. That song just summed it up. All of the back and forth, just to have to lay down with each other at the end of the day and still have sex. Like, how do you connect with that? How can I even be intimate with you when you have told me I was all of these negative things just to keep me in a box? so you can have me there on your pedestal, so you can go back and pick me up off the counter or the mantle whenever you get ready to. Ladies, we are providing men with way too much access to our mental and our spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look, y'all is asleep today. Did y'all know this was a platform where we all talk and engage? I'm just like, what is y'all doing today? Is we out at the park? Is we sitting here under the shade, baby?
Are you able to hear me?
Oh, yes. Everybody line is open. This is a free. We talk. This is like church. This is like church, baby. We get in this room and we get to it. This is how we heal. This is the therapy platform where everybody's voice is to be heard. Everybody is to show.
That is awesome. I just wanted to say that this brings me so much joy to hear women having these discussions, and you were mentioning how women have evolved. I can remember a time where, when I was a young woman in a potentially abusive relationship, and the women and my husband and my own family was telling me, hey, it's better to stick with the dog you know, or encouraging me to stay in relationships that were not great for the sake of children or for the sake of maintaining a relationship. So hearing women empowering other women to leave for their own sanity, even if it's not abusive, if it's disrupting your peace, if it's emotionally abusive, financial abuse, whatever form of abuse it is, empowering women to leave, it makes me so happy to hear, because this was not the story maybe 20 years ago. Our grandmothers did not have this opportunity. They didn't have this kind of support. So I'm super excited. Thank you for initiating this conversation.
No, thank you for chiming in. I appreciate that, because honestly, sisters, this stuff happens. And I have to agree with you. A lot of women in my family stayed when they shouldn't have stayed. And because I didn't have a proper role modeling, I thought that was something that I was supposed to do. I thought that I was supposed to hang out or be involved with a person who said that they loved me. And that way that they loved me just wasn't the way that I wanted to be loved. And quite frankly, I didn't know how I wanted to be loved until I experienced the ways that I didn't want to be loved. And I had to be strong enough to recognize and trust myself to say, this person is not loving me the way I want to be loved. So how am I going to remove myself from this situation, one, but also how am I going to love myself more than I love them or love the circumstances? Because sometimes we get caught up in the idea of things, as well as the access to other things. And so it's like, I've been here. I don't know if I want to have any more adjustments happening in my life, because as a black woman, it always feels like I am having my back up against the wall in one way or another, and I need to be ready to fight, or what my sister says, keep swimming. So I'm swimming so much that I'm not ever getting up to take a breath to breathe so that I can continue to swim some more. Like, this is so serious for us to be able to have a discussion like this, but also to set the foundation for our little girls and our little boys so they know how to proceed and how to be in healthy relationships, how we're going to fairly fight, how we're going to walk away when things are no longer serving us, how we're going to make new situations, you know, old things ain't going to always fit new situations. So be mindful and aware enough to be able to say, this ain't working for me. I mean, it might have worked 5 years ago, but this ain't working for me right now, today. When did your soulmate become Freddy Krueger? You know, when did your soulmate become the devil? When you look up, you be like, oh, God, I got to pray. I hope when I walk in this house, he'll be cussing and gagging the food. Like, pay attention to those behaviors that you are engaging in, ladies, because those things are very telling, too. Or if you're embarrassed about bringing the guy around your friends and your family, these are red flags that you are very much aware of. Why are we staying? Why are we continuing to do those things? You know, And then, honestly, I'll just throw this out there. Some of the times we are doing these things because of these soul ties. How familiar are you guys with soul ties and what that means? Somebody tell me that they're hearing some double talk. Can somebody on the line let me know if you guys are still hearing double talk?
No, no double talk.
Okay, thank you, ladies. So my question was, how are you guys familiar with what soul ties are? Okay, so I'll let you guys know what they are, even if, I mean, y'all want to find out. So soul ties is something where we were like, okay, this is my soul mate. You know, I feel a deep connection to this person. But that's what it is. It's a connection with someone deeply embedded into your soul. You feel like if I can't be with this person, I'm going to just die. To happen after you have intercourse with someone. What? So now we got to think about how we allow people to enter into our bodies. Exactly, exactly, sister. Energy transfer. That's why I always recommend, sisters, when you do end a relationship with anybody, I always recommend detoxing your vagina, detoxing your entire body so that you can go ahead and cleanse your whole physical as well as cleansing your mental with the things that we're going to practice today, because it is a process and it is one that involves your people, places, things, all that. Okay, the idea that intercourse causes a soul tie is very much deeply rooted in the Christian tradition. It perpetuates the idea that if you had sex outside of your marriage, you'll be connected to someone else. Okay, sister, say that again. Say that again. It's often thought that after a breakup, you should go ahead and cleanse yourself in that way. I recommend doing detoxes for your vagina, steaming the vagina. There are so many things out there and information that is available. I would go ahead and plug this African-American company real quick. It's called Embrace Pangea. So go on Embrace Pangea website if you're interested in learning anything about the female detox products and ways that you're able to hit the reset on your vagina. They've also done things called, very familiar with like yoni steams and things like that. So do a little bit of research on there. Don't just go and do it. Do your research. I always recommend people do their research so that they can understand if that is a good thing for them to be doing. Have I participated and tried these things? Yes. Did it work for me? Yes. But at the same time, what works for me might not work for you. My body is different from your body. Our bodies are not the same. So please do your research. But what I am saying about these soul ties is that you can become connected to people through sex, and these attachments are real, and they're in disguise, and they're over-spiritualization of normal feelings, okay? When we have sex, we're having sexual intercourse, there's a bonding hormone that takes effect, and it's the oxytocin, which is released during orgasms. I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about the power of orgasms and being able to manifest while having them. So be mindful of your thoughts while you're having sex and making sure when you are in the present what those thoughts are and how those thoughts contribute to the soul ties as well. Not all sexual partners go on to feel emotionally bonded during that experience, though. So be mindful of the rigid fella, okay? Be mindful of the man that uses sex for validation. Be mindful of the power driller who is not intimate with you when you have sex. And be mindful of how that affects you and if that creates a soul tie at all. The act of a person just entering your body as a woman may make your guards come down in that situation. Has anyone experienced a soul tie with someone and had a very hard time? Look at his son. And had a very hard time of trying to reconnect. You know, they say and I got to be honest, my vagina is broken. You ever heard that saying? My vagina is broken. I don't know why it's broken. Well, soul ties could be a contributing factor as to why your vagina is broken. Look, free me. Let me out of here because I'm in a cage and I don't know how to get out. I didn't know I was in a cage.
It's over?
Exactly. Do you understand me? This is the real stuff, because when you're going through a domestic situation, these are some of the aftermaths. These are some of the things that you have to also heal from, too. Not just the abuse, but this is the aftermath, too, after the abuse and the work that needs to be done so that you're able to cleanse yourself and be free to love or try to love again. But it very much happens. Ladies, y'all been there? Y'all been there? Look, y'all like, I don't want nobody to know that. Listen, I've got no problem with sharing, because this sharing might help somebody. Even if you're not on the air today and you're listening to the show later, this lady, come on now. Every week when we get on the show, you kind of hit a different nerve in my body, Miss Chambers, and I just be over here like, I need to smoke a cigarette. Look, she said, man, I'm over here going through it. So let me tell y'all something, too. While we on the air, I got people who do a live feed, and they send me messages throughout the show. So sometimes I read those messages out loud because they're either doing something that is taken away from them to be able to speak, but I still go ahead and read your messages out loud as well, too, because I still want your voices to be heard. Yes, I know you're working, sis. And I appreciate you working here on this Saturday and tuning in here with us. And I get it. I mean, it's summertime. It's going to be rough for a lot of us. So I appreciate everybody that's able to show up to the show in whatever capacity that you are showing up. But what I want you to know is that we have to be mindful of the soul ties. They don't have to be from romantic relationships either, ladies. These soul ties can happen from those things called one-night stands. So think about, this one said, no, I don't want to throw down, you know, put me out there. I mean, I ain't had none of them. I've been in a relationship so long, but I just want to be mindful that everybody ain't in the same situation I'm in. And I want to make sure I paint a really good picture of what this looks like for any woman that is trying to heal from domestic violence and is out there trying to hit the reset button, because this is a process of getting to learn yourself all over again. You know, you've been program, you know, you've been entrapped in a situation. I mean, and even after the beginning of the show, when this lady is saying his dick is small and all of this and all of that to invalidate him, and he over here saying, well, your vagina is loose, but if your dick was small and your vagina was loose, why is it that we're still ending up having sex at the end of this branch to say my chest is bigger than yours? You know, That's something to be said there, and we do that so toxically without even recognizing how we have lost complete respect for our partners. You know, there's a level of intensity to the soul tie, and while they don't all look the same, you could be sure everything will be amplified, both the good and the bad, and that is a representation of that relationship, a soul tie. You might be immediately comfortable with someone or be very intrigued or curious about someone, but once you get to know them and become familiar with them, it's over. They have got you. They have got you, ladies. We are just a few minutes before the top of the hour. I want to get some feedback from you ladies. How y'all feeling? Y'all still with me? Do you have any questions for me? Y'all got nothing to say? Y'all like, nah, Ms. Travis, everything you said was on point. It was accurate. I ain't got no questions. I'm over here like, damn, this happened to me. How did this happen to me? When, why, this happened to me now. I didn't even know this was happening. Yeah, Yes, sis, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because one thing for sure, I'm going to handle you ladies with so much care, and I want you to know that you're not alone in these things, even if we're not able to speak them out loud, because that's even the process, to be able to use your voice and to say, like, man, this is what that is. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going through that, or I went through that, or I know somebody that went through that. You know, so be mindful, being very mindful of that. Before, I just want to give you guys a quick reminder, after we do the top of the hour break, I am going to have Lucille come on here and talk to us a little bit about the healing process and what that has looked like for her. And then I'm going to take us through our exercises that I mentioned earlier. Okay, ladies, I am so, so, so happy that we are here on this Saturday together once again to join in union together and to break bread and build on our relationship. We're going to the top of the hour now, ladies. Get you something to drink. Love you. And now, y'all know I love it. My God.
Oh, well, then, Ani. Whoa, did you see that? It's amazing how stress affects us all differently. When I'm feeling stressed, I just need to talk it out. But it wasn't always like that for me. Not until a friend told me to give therapy a try. Did you know that therapy provides you with a sounding board to make the best choice you can make? Or that therapy provides you with a space to deal with stressors? And that you decide the goals you want to work on? Or most importantly, that you are not crazy because you speak with a therapist or ask for help. Therapy can change your perspective. Be the change and break the cycle by reaching out to a licensed mental health professional at Lifting Individuals Forward Everyday Counseling Services. Check out their website, lift-ife.com, or give them a call at 414-830-3001 to book an appointment. They even have flexible office hours to fit your schedule because they're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself.
It sounds like you're tired of not being heard. If so, follow Black Sister Talk on Instagram and send us a DM with your thoughts. Or become a patron by going over to Patreon and adding Black Sister Talk. For my people that don't do social media, reach out to us at our email, blacksistertalk@gmail.com. Or join us on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time by dialing 516-418-5674. We would love to hear from you. Remember, we do this for you so you can breathe, breaking the stigma one conversation at a time.
Yes, ladies, we are back. We are back like we never left. So as promised, we're going to have Lulu come on and talk to us in just a minute about her healing journey and where she is now in it. However, I'm going to talk to you guys really quick about self-compassion and what that is. I know at the beginning of the show I mentioned that we are so quick to nurture others before nurturing ourselves. And so I want to get us back to nurturing ourselves by building on the skill of self-compassion. Self-compassion is giving yourself the same compassion that you've given to others. That means that in order to have self-compassion, you need to notice when you are suffering. Okay, you need to notice when you are suffering. What does that look like? How do you notice when you are suffering? Again, by not lying to yourselves and acknowledging where you are in the moment. So that looks like mindful awareness, self-acceptance, living your values, not just saying that you value something, but living your values and aligning your values with your goals and aligning yourself around people who complement and support those values, showing yourself loving kindness and being compassionate ultimately and unapologetically, okay? So what we're going to do right now in order to engage in a few of those things that I just hit on as it relates to being self-compassionate with yourself. If you didn't get your notepads and paper, this is the time to grab something to quickly jot this down because this is a practice that you can take into your daily lives, ladies. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, what did you need right now? So if I'm saying, what do you need right now, you should be asking yourself, what do I need right now? Write that question down. Do I need right now? And take a few minutes here to answer it. This is not a race. This is our opportunity for us to process and think about what it is that you need right now. And take a deep breath before you even answer that question. What do I need right now? Question I want you to ask yourself is, what do I long to hear from others? Take another deep breath and answer that question.
And lastly, I want you to write 3 well wishes to yourself by filling in the blank. May I blank. For example, may I be here for myself unconditionally. And after you write down your 3 may I's, I want you to close your eyes and say them slowly to yourself. How did that feel, ladies? Well, I will let you know that for me, it felt very good and very refreshing. It is something that I do on a daily alongside my reflective practice of today I am appreciative of. I start each journal prompt off with that so that I'm able to stay in the here and now, present. So I'm able to stay in the here and now and be present with myself in the day. It keeps me grounded, it keeps me focused, and it keeps me looking at the positives and being able to begin that process of solidifying what it is that I need. We don't always know what it is that we need because we don't take those moments to say what it is and be confident in that. That way, when people are doing things or saying things to you that you don't genuinely agree with, you're able to recognize in the moment, I don't need this right now, and since I don't need this right now, this is how I'm going to choose to exit the stage left, okay? So, ladies, we are going to get back into it. Lulu, you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, baby cakes. Lulu, can you please share with us a bit about your healing journey and where you are today in that process?
Well, this healing journey, it did take a while. Matter of fact, I was in it for 30 years, and I had shared with a lot of stuff with Luanda earlier. I mean, it was really cruel that I couldn't go outside. It's like this sidewalks would rip up at me. When Gimbel's was downtown, I was so panic-stricken inside from being controlled and saying things. I had totally transformed me into this person I did not know. I truly hated myself. When I looked in the mirror, I wasn't beautiful. And he never gave me these affirmations of, I mean, someone else is always more beautiful, and you look like this, and you got them broad shoulders. And it's just always put down. And so one day, I was tired of it. And you have to decide that you're tired of it. You have to know. You meet a man, and he's a boy, and he's been hurt. And see, this is one of the problems with females are nurturers by nature. Men are factual. They don't care about these things. And this is what did a lot of women into trouble. They figure they can help them because they come to them with a sad story. I'm not saying this to every man, but I'll put it like this. If he come with a sad story, run. Because he's not ready for a relationship.
Let me say that again.
Run. Because he's not ready. And we figure we can be that person. We can fix it. We can cook. We can do all this. I used to be so dedicated. I was so dedicated in my marriage that I made his suits. But I mean, you would think they were Stetson somewhere. I made his suits. I made all his clothes, and he wore them out there to other women. I did things to try to, and I didn't realize it when he challenged me. He said, "Oh, you can't really sew." And I got the sewing machine out and I went to work and made his clothes when the bell bottoms was out, and I used to take his old clothes and make my children's clothes. That means he didn't have to go and buy stuff, and I made my clothes. None of that was appreciated. He was just about himself and putting me down. And so then when I stopped sewing, it took me, I was seriously 30 years to start coming to that. And then I need to figure out, how am I going to get out of this? I mean, I was really, really messed up. I'm a Christian, and these are some things that didn't go along with it. It's like you hear in churches, and now I'm going to church. Please don't get me wrong, but they're saying you can't get a divorce. Now, you watch TV as a child. You see the Catholic movies. People frown upon them, get a divorce. You haven't read the book for yourself. You got to read for yourself. And my father said, no, you're not bound to that relationship. But I wouldn't listen. And my father told me not to marry him. So the journey out, first I started getting a lot of books on trauma, books on who Jesus Christ is. I had to study. And what I found out so much. I learned about the eggshells, and I felt like I was walking on eggshells if I say the wrong word. And so then I started going and challenging him with stuff that I learned and said, oh, my God, I am in a dysfunctional marriage. This is not my fault. And each time, each day, I got better and better at it. And I called this counselor to pray with me. I wanted to find out what I was studying in the Word. I needed to truly understand it. And he took me through quite a few scriptures. And this was one of the hardest parts, is that when you do have sex with someone, you bond, you become one. That marriage license don't give you the right to say that. And you're outside of a marriage and you're having sex, you are bonding with that person. And it makes it hard to turn away. It makes it hard. You feel even sorry for them because they're a big part of you now. And I had to understand that, and I had to separate myself. That's why this process was so long, because it took me almost another 30 years for me to heal from it, to actually heal, to be not to cry when I think about the things. And so the studying, self-studying, knowing myself, I developed high blood pressure in that relationship really bad that I was passing out and didn't understand why. He was accusing me of my family, accused me of the doctor, the dentist. It came to a point where I was just afraid to do anything. But what set me free was when I understood that when Christ went to the cross, he left the comforter behind. And when I truly accepted him as an adult, even though I was raised as a Christian, I had to shed a lot of things that Christians make up that sound good, that's a lie. I had to understand who I was. And when I started doing that, and I went through my counseling with this guy from Michigan, and I let go of that, and I mean, I'm going to say it was like this here, I started making plans. I got a plan. I planned to leave him so many times, I ended up throwing away all my kids' clothes. And there's a lot I'm not going to, I just want to get to the point that it took me recognizing that I was the one that was the problem. I didn't have to stay in that state, but I put myself in that state. And I had to stop blaming him for who he was, because we don't have to take that. I chose him, and I thought I could fix him, and I couldn't, and I ended up getting sick. And so as I got better and better, when I started trying to run away, he would take our 7 kids and lock me in the basement and try to keep me there. I would get out of that basement. He wouldn't know how did I get out. It wasn't nothing but the Lord. I'll just put it like that. I tried to go out through the window. He put a mirror on there because he was very superstitious. And somehow I worked that mirror was worked out of the way. And I went and got in bed because I was so tired. I couldn't even run away. And so one day I truly made up my mind, this is the day I was going to kill him. And that's how. But the Lord stopped me and said, you can't replace a soul. It's his job. Vengeance is mine. That was a very strong piece. So it's better that I leave. And I got out the house when I was getting ready to leave. He fought me so bad that I got the kids and I got out the house. And I realized I had been saving money. And I went back to the house to get the money, and the police was there. His friend was a sergeant at the time. And I came in the house, and I was just going to run upstairs and go in the bedroom and get my money from under the carpet. The police officer said to me, the police officer said, come back. I said, I just got to get something, and I'm leaving. No, you can't do that. Ma'am, we need to see you now, and if you go up those stairs, we're going to arrest you. I said, well, you're going to have to arrest me when I come back down. Well, his friend said, Mr. Hampton said, let her go. And then when I went up and got and came back, he said, Lucille, well, Maxwell, he called us and said that you were going to get your brothers to beat him up. I said, excuse me? I said, 30 years I've been married, and my family has never been a part of it. This was my problem, because I would not have my brother beating up the father of my children. This was my problem. I'm not a person like that. Then I said, Mr. Hampton, Harold, do you understand when your wife divorced, separated from you, she got her brothers to beat you up. And when he told you that, you believed him. I said, downtown, look at how many times I have been in the hospital. I've called the police and even gone to jail. The things that, well, what he has done to me. And I said, I'm tired of it. And so he said, you know, and I said, and you're part of the problem too, because every time you said, you are so beautiful. He would beat me up every time you would leave. So you know what? I want to leave out of here. I want anything to do with it. Nobody's coming to touch him. This is his problem. And from that day forward, I walked and walked, and I kept getting stronger by studying and knowing. And I lived off of $14,000. With four kids for 3 years until I got through with school and got a job. So it's like you have to make a decision that you're not going to stand for it. You are somebody. You don't need a man to validate you, but it would be beautiful if he would do that and love. But see, it doesn't happen, and you don't owe them anything. Somebody else raised that boy. Those are his traumas, and you can't fix them. And that was, for me, what I had to realize. The story is really long. You could have been 30 years. But I have grown, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. And on Friday, I'm going through my divorce, and it's just going to be this proof. And, I mean, it was really a horrifying experience that I went through. But you can heal, but you first got to know yourself and know what you need. You've got to do it for yourself. Somebody else does it for you. It's not last. That's okay.
Oh my God. Ooh, and y'all know that's my mom. When I hear my mom talking about this abuse, it gets me hot. You know, and I definitely will be there to support you if you find. Go round with this clown, because what Lulu did not mention to you guys is, can you believe he had the audacity to write a book? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This one decided to write a book, you know, and that book, he was completely delusional.
Yeah. I will tell you in that book, yes, because he put in there, my wife she's religious, and she didn't believe in birth control. And one of my sons called him and said, Dad, how could you say that about Ma? Because you have seven kids, seven or nine, eight kids out there, and she only have us seven by you. And he got upset. So, I mean, he's very delusional. But that's okay. I'm out of it.
Yeah, you are out of it. And you know what? Let's just keep it real funky fresh, okay, sisters? Let me tell y'all something. These men be physically mature, a lot of them. They lack emotional, spiritual, mental maturity, okay? And when that is lacking and all you can see is a grown man before you, okay, you think he is the man for the job because he looks the part. So, sister, stop falling for the exterior of men looking good, being well-dressed, This is all they have to offer is to be well-dressed. They don't know how to keep up with a woman like you. So they do everything in their power to break you down and have you feeling like you the only, they are the only man that will ever love you in the hell. The love they're giving you is not no love. You know, let me put you down. Let me break you apart and make you feel like nothing. Let me cut off your ex friends and family. Let me keep you over here on this shelf so I know where you are when I'm ready to talk to you. And the killing part about it is you be over there on the shelf like the elf at Christmas time, and he ain't even nurturing you. He ain't telling you you beautiful. He ain't making you feel good. Why the hell is you sitting on that shelf collecting dust? You can't get that time back. You can't get that time back. You could have been using that time to find your real true soulmate, because let your nose be no. My mentor told me, make mistakes quick so you can learn from them. Don't keep making the same mistakes thinking that you've already learned from it. You're still in the same situation, doing the same thing. Be mindful of that, ladies. Be mindful of that. Because it hurts, and I know how we are. I know we be sitting up there saying, man, I done let so much time go past. I don't know why I'm going to walk away from this because I'm invested so much time. So you rather invest a lifetime than to let go on the 5, 10, 15 years that you've already wasted. Damn it, you done came to epiphany right now, today. Then that was okay. That was what it was for. So you can set your foot down and move in a direction that you need to move in, because if you don't feel happiness, then why are you there, sis? Because nobody else is responsible for your happiness but you. No man, no kid, no job, no nothing is going to make you happy but you. And if you know you are unhappy in that moment, then you have the right. I don't know if anybody told you this, but you have the right to be happy. You have the absolute right. Did you hear me? You have the right to be happy, and you are responsible for your own happiness. Nobody.
Yes.
That's right, Tiff. That is 100. That is 100. And I'm going to stay 100 with y'all. We're talking about ourselves and how we're going to love on ourselves and how we're going to make a plan. Ma, I appreciate you so much for being transparent about it, because it's the truth. And what I would say to you guys is just to touch bases on a few of the things that Lulu was explaining to us. Not only was it her journey, but she also was sharing her way that she left her abuser. You know, and the first step to that is preparing yourself emotionally. Go ahead and cry. Because this is grief. This is grief, and grief is a long process. It can be very short. It can be very long. It can take a lifetime. Because you can always love someone, but you ain't got to be with them.
That's right.
Okay, you can love kids and have a separate spot for that man in your heart because he is the father of your children. But understand, ladies, that these men out here, they have mental health too. We will go to the therapist. We will go to the psychiatrist. We will go do whatever we need to get help, because we know we got to keep going. Men, they don't acknowledge their mental illness and mental health the same way. So what I am getting at, ladies, is that these men have mental illness. These men seek out validation in ways that we could never understand. We would say, why would you go cheat on me? Why would you hurt me? And for them, it wasn't even about the emotion. It was more so about the validation. It was more so about the fact that they could do it and the fact that they think that you won't allow it. So one time they cheat on you, you cheat on me once. You cheat on me once, you will not cheat on me again, because it's over, baby. You understand me?
You know, honestly,
you are really hitting some very real topics, because the woman, right now my husband, I know he's going through therapy. He's been in there almost 6 years, and is not any better.
Because he's lying to the therapist.
He's lying to him. That's right. And that's why we have to take care of ourselves and know how far we can go and step outside of it. Without killing them.
That's without right. I'm glad you killed them. But you know, I sure wish you threw some hot grits on him. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't never advocating for violence. But, I mean, he got too close to the stove that day.
But seriously, Mike, you're right. We need to prepare ourselves emotionally.
Emotionally, yes.
Another thing I heard after the fact. You're going to cry after the fact, but one day it stops.
It's going to feel so good. That cry is going to hurt, but it's going to be one of those real good cries, some cleansing cries. You hear me, sister? A cleansing cry. One thing I heard you say earlier, Mon, that I want to touch back on, is giving words to your experience and using the words to let your partner know what it is that they're doing. Because a lot of the times men don't even see themselves being toxic. They don't see those behaviors as toxic. They see those behaviors as a man being a man until you let them know that's inappropriate, that's toxic what you're doing. And not only let them know, but let them know what you're going to do when they do that. You know, when you do that, that makes me want to leave. And you know what? When do it again and see that I am going to leave. And ladies, learn how to stand on your word. Ladies, learn how to stand on your word. When your no is a no, let it be a no. You don't care if it do hurt. I don't care if you is horny. You better go on out there and get you one of them roses. Them roses is on overload. Better get your rose. Better get your girlfriend.
Not the rose.
Baby, about the rose. Listen, this is grown woman stuff. You got to keep moving and keep grooving. I talked about manifestation earlier. You can have your own orgasm and manifest at the same time. You don't need no man to do that.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Need no man to do that. Give your words an experience.
I just wanted to say that, you know, so many times I find that, you know, men know that so many of us women have bought into this narrative that there's a scarcity of good men. They know that we are believing this. Oh, a scarcity, scarcity. I have one. He ain't quite a good man to me. But if I, you know, I can't let him go because it's hard to find a good man or a decent man, or at least he works, or at least he's not beating me up, or at least, you know, and they bank on that. They bank on that. And so that's why they feel so empowered to treat women any kind of way. And like you were saying, I like how you say the rose is a real thing, okay? You don't have to hold on to this relationship because there is no scarcity in finding a man. They are everywhere. You don't have to hold on to no raggedy, dusty. They're everywhere. Don't let them fool you. And for black women, you know, we really are beholden to black men. But there's a whole world full of men of all different colors that will treat you well. But them knowing how we're beholden to them, they abuse that power. They abuse that. They know they can be dusty because we ain't going to look outside.
That's it. Bye-bye. Because just because you think I'm beautiful, baby, I knew I was beautiful before you ever told me I was beautiful. So you could never tell me I was ugly. You could never tell me my shoulders was broad because these the same broad quarterback shoulders that had you over here wanting to keep knocking me up. You better get the hell out of my face. Yes, like you are in here. No, but seriously, this is the reverse psychology that men try to play on us to have us looking at ourselves in the mirror. If my man sit up there and say, "Why you got that on? You look like you from the 70s. I say, "Ain't nothing wrong with looking like I'm from the 70s, baby. And I'm be looking just like I'm finna be Sam on good damn times, and I'm going to have a good damn time, too, for a long time, not a little time with you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. And I'm coming out with 3 or 4 phone numbers, so.
What you say, sis?
I said, and I'm going to come back with 3 or 4 phone numbers, as a matter of fact.
Do you hear me? That's right. I ain't going to tell him. Matter of fact, I ain't going to even let him know I'm coming back with no phone numbers, because he's going to be out, which brings me up to the next thing. These tabs on this mess, ladies. I was talking to a sister today while I was getting my makeup done, and I was like, I keep a journal for the good and the bad. I don't just keep a journal to jot down everything that my partner does that irritates me. I also keep a journal for the things that he do well, because that's important as well, to see if your goods is outweighing your bad throughout the week. So you can sit back and look at my daddy on the line now. He's talking about something. I think that we failed on open communication to understand what does it take to have a relationship. And I think you first need to ask whoever you are looking to get into a relationship with, you need to not be afraid to ask the hard questions first about how
he looks at relationship and how asking them after you have sex. Well, baby, how about the man start leading the conversation and stop having and set the tone for some of these things? All of this work is not always dependent upon the woman. The men want to be in the leadership role and then tell women they're being masculine when they're trying to lead and ask the hard questions. Well, I would like men to step up and start asking some of the hard questions too, because a lot of today, women have the whole damn table. They don't need the table from the men. The women already have a table, and that can be emasculating to some men. So show me how you're going to show up and massage my brain and cultivate me with some verbal judo, okay? Because I'm always having to come at you and ask you what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. That's why the men be like, oh, I don't want to date black women because they're so strong and they always asking all these questions. Well, why won't the men roll out the red carpet for us and make us feel comfortable so we can let down our guards and leave with our feminine energy? You know what I'm saying? We always guards and on the fritz with these guys because guess what? That's what they do. And if you've already been through a couple of more times, let's really talk about it, ladies. Most of the time, if you don't address the issue, you end up running back into the same guy you just left. You'll be like, damn, I thought I was done with Rodney. This Tommy over here acting like Rodney. Check yourself, sisters, and figure out what's going on with you. Because you keep attracting the same type of dudes. They are different shape, a different job, a different career, but guess what? He's still the same Rodney. And this ain't even Rodney over here. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of that because they sneaky. The other thing I want to mention, ladies, is realize that your partner will not change. Understand that you cannot fix him. Lulu hit that on the nail. Understand that you cannot. That's right, Lottie. The whole damn table. Shake the table. Get your ass up from it if you ain't going to act right because I ain't got pants. Realize your partner won't change. Be ready to grieve, okay? Be ready to grieve. It's going to hurt. So don't be so quick to get in another situation. I know we all been hurt, told this. The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. That is not true, ladies. I do not recommend. Take your time to heal. Take your time to recalibrate yourself and address and reflect. Telegraph your plans. Don't broadcast your intentions. Don't be telling him that you're thinking about dating somebody else. Because let me tell y'all something, ladies. When we know we done with somebody, we been emotionally checked out a long damn time ago. We ain't making your breakfast no more. We ain't ironing your damn clothes. They start noticing like, damn, where my clothes? I ain't got no clean drawers. I ain't got no socks. I ain't got none of this. And guess what? You ain't gonna have none of that because I ain't Florence and I don't wash no damn windows neither. Okay? That's it. That's the truth, though. And we got to be mindful of that. Ladies, we're independent in this day and age. So if he living in your house, now you got to think about changing your Ring camera, doorbell, passwords, and all of that, changing the cell phone passcodes, changing every damn thing that's digital to your computer, to your email, to your credit cards. Get all new everything because he know your business if y'all been together for a long time. Now, if you don't have your own and you're in the other situation where you live with him, pack your bags and know where you're going. Make sure you got some allies and some professionals on deck because this is going to be a very hard process and you're going to need a little bit more assistance if you don't have the career tools or the finances to be able to make a move like that. So be mindful of that. Also, ladies, when guys are like this, they do something where they don't want other people to know that they crazy, but they want you to know they crazy, but they don't want your friends and family to know that. So have a code word, ladies. Have a code word. I know y'all heard the code word pineapples, but make sure it makes sense in the conversation because these guys are smart. They're like, who the hell talking about pineapples? We talking about some hams? It ain't even Thanksgiving. So be mindful of your code words. Be mindful. Be mindful of your trackers because people be putting trackers and stuff on you. We got these family 360s and stuff like that where everybody know where you at. So be mindful of that. Pick a safe time and a right time to move out. And keep your whereabouts of this ain't protect. What do they call that? Protective custody, but it's pretty damn close to it. And if you really think he crazy or know he crazy, I would say even if you don't think he crazy, I always would say file a restraining order and stop all contact with that person. Don't leave no clues. And if he really nuck if you buck, you better be ready to call 911. You better be able to get out.
baby, ready, because this ain't going to be easy. And especially if you got kids, we ain't even talked about the kids. But if you got kids, you definitely want to get them in therapy, too, so they're able to process and heal from the situation, too, because breakups do cause issues with the children, big time. Children are confused, and they don't know the partner always the way that the they don't know the abuser the way that the parent, the mother does. So that's also something to be mindful of, ladies. This has been a deep one today, y'all. This has truly been a deep one. This has truly been a deep one for me today to even be having this discussion, because I've met with so many women in my office. I see so many women out in the community. I have had my own experience with this as well. And so I'm able to speak about this in such a way that I hope other women who are not here currently live but listen to the playback are able to take some tangible things from this conversation and implement this in your life, because, baby, this gets real. And this it get real quick. You don't need to have a black eye to feel like you got knocked out by somebody when they talking crazy to you. You understand what I'm saying? That's not who you are. Don't let nobody talk to you like that. Don't let nobody disrespect you. I told y'all, it starts with respect. Come on now. We started the conversation off with the abuse and the toxicity and what that looks like. At the top of the hour, I reminded y'all with Aretha. It's about the respect. You can be loyal all damn day to me, but if you don't respect me, what the hell does your loyalty mean? What does loyalty mean when there is no respect and kindness and care? Ain't no damn rag doll. Come on, George Michael. He said, did y'all know George Michael's song was about the faith to leave a relationship? I used to be just boop ba doop da doop, just dancing to that, like, what? This song... You know how you listen to something so many years later, you be like, man, this song got some meaning. That was about the faith to leave a relationship. That's hard to do, especially when you got them babies involved. The sister on the line said earlier, my family told me that I should stay because it's cheaper to keep her. Basically, it's cheaper to keep her. The hell it is. It's 2022. They got all of these Snapchats and social media, and you can go online and tell somebody what type of dude you're looking for, and you can get matched with the dude that's looking for what you're looking for. You got to check him out, though, sis, because he might be lying, too. But at least you can figure it out from a point of view of what you want and what you need. Come on. We got this. We got this. This is a new time, ladies. We are liberated. Okay? This is taking our liberation back, taking our femininity back. Nobody gets to tell us what our femininity should look like but us. Oh, a man, every time you acting like a man. Shit, you must know what a man act like, because I don't see you acting like one. Somebody got to show up. Somebody got to do something. Somebody got to leave. And then, ladies, this is so, so very true. If you feel like the man you with can lead you, then why are you with his ass? What are you going to lead you to? Death? Or baldness, because your hair going to fall out. You're going to be stressed. Is that happy? Does that equate to happiness? No, ma'am. I answer that for y'all. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. So, ladies, we have about, I want to say 15 minutes before the show is over today. Does anybody have anything that they want to comment on or circle back to?
Luanda, you've done a fantastic job, because there's a lot of things I could have went through and said, but the most important part, know yourself, take care of yourself. That's the best self-care you can ever give to yourself. It's not even not going out there like that, but mentally preparing your mind to face tomorrow every day. And when you can do that, you can say goodbye to anything, because you realize that you are somebody. Okay.
That's right, Mama. You are somebody. And don't let nobody ever take that away from you. God know your name. God know your name. He know your name, baby. Y'all know that song? Y'all want me to take y'all to church on Saturday?
But he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows what I want. He knows my heart, baby. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That touches my soul because I want you to know God thought enough about you. And that's enough. And if that man ain't God-like, that ain't nothing but the devil. Care how good he looks, how good he smells, how much money he got. If you won't feel good about it, just let it go. God will bless you with something so precious, something nobody can touch. Understand that. That's a real thing. You have to believe that. Have faith in your heart, what you desire. God knows what your heart wants. But he is not going to provide you with those things until you understand the assignment, until you remove the toxicity out of your path, ladies. That's what this is about. That is what this is about. So, as promised, see, I'm sticking to my script, y'all. As promised now, we're going to talk about some of this positive self-talk. We already did the self-compassion. I'm going to reflect on that next week with y'all. I want to see how that goes. I challenge you guys to practice that self-compassion exercise every day because it's something that you can do in the morning and at lunch and at dinner time. So build a time into your schedule. I want everybody to take the time to build time into your schedule to practice your self-compassion activity. Research says that when we do positive psychology, it definitely helps to amplify our mindsets and engages us to have more recognizing the boundaries that need to be set and becoming aware of when to hit the hard stop on the BS, ladies. This is going to be monumental when we have this lockdown and this self-compassion and we start pouring back onto ourselves. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about, and we're going to do this next week as well, next week is Sensual Saturday, so we'll do some of this on Sensual Saturdays as well, but the week after next. So we're going to engage into some positive affirmations for Black women at this moment, okay? Positive affirmations for Black women. I want everybody to get nice and comfortable where you are. I want you to close your eyes and visualize before you repeat the following mantras, okay? I'll never shy away from my truth. I'll never shy away from my truth. I shall never, ever give up. I shall never, ever give up. Again, remember, we are learning to talk to ourselves positively. We are learning to whisper the things that we long to hear. And in order for us to hear those things, we have to become comfortable with hearing them from ourselves. So when people come to us with the BS, we know how to treat them. I welcome the greatness within me. I welcome the greatness within me. I am a Black woman and I am proud. I am a Black woman. I am proud. I am responsible for my own happiness. I am responsible for my own happiness. Take a deep breath, ladies. Hold that breath. I'll never let anyone look down upon me. I'll never let anyone look down upon me. Go ahead, ladies, take another deep breath in. I want you to hold that breath. Release. I'll cherish my life. I'll cherish my life. Take another deep breath in, ladies. Breathe in gratitude, ladies. Hold that breath. Blow out all doubt. I am God's chosen people.
I am God's chosen people. Another deep breath in, ladies. Nice deep breath, nice deep full breath. Hold it. Release. World can silence us, but can't ignore us. The world can silence us, but can't ignore us. Take in another deep breath, ladies. Another deep breath. Go ahead and hold that. Let it out. We are moving slowly, yet steadily. We are moving slowly, yet steadily. Taking another deep breath, ladies. We got this. Taking a deep breath. Hold it. Let it out. We should not feel less about ourselves. We should not feel less about ourselves. Another deep breath in, ladies. Hold it. Let it go. Just like everyone, we are worthy. Everyone, we are worthy of everything. Ladies, we're going to take one more deep breath in. I want you to hold it. We're a hope for every Black woman. Let that out. We're a hope for every Black woman. I'm going to check in with you, ladies. I want to hear how you're feeling. I want to know if those words were hard to believe. And I want us to affirm ourselves with this intention for our day and the rest of this week until we're able to get together again in union once more. Ladies, how are you feeling?
I feel amazing. Thank you so much, cousin. I'm here for it. Ladies, the show has been amazing. I'm busy, as you guys know, but just I love it. I needed this, and I've been waiting on this moment. Thank you, cousin. I love you so much.
I love you, too. Love you so much. And I love you guys so much. I love all my sisters. I love my community. I love each and every person that participates in this show. I know the show is called Black Sister Talk, but everybody has the experience of a Black woman. And so, therefore, you are very welcome to be here as well. This is definitely some tough work that has to be done, but in order for us to be the healers in our community and the nurturers of our own children, we have to pour back into ourselves. It's absolutely necessary and cannot be misconstrued, skipped, or belittled. Ladies, we have to love ourselves. I thank you all for tuning in with me this week on this happy Saturday, and I look forward to seeing you guys next Saturday. Go ahead and engage with our social media platforms. Go ahead and like, follow, and subscribe. Pretty soon you'll be able to go on YouTube and check out some of these replays too, ladies. We got the channel up. We just got to get the content added to the website. So look at us making more and more progress each week. I love you guys. Have a beautiful, blessed Saturday. Until next time, I'm Black Sister Talk. Thank you so much. I love you. So thank you. Thank you so much. Just one look at you.
someone else instead of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Become a patron by going over to Patreon and adding Black Sister Talk. For my people that don't do social media, reach out to us at our email, blacksistertalk@gmail.com. Or join us on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time by dialing 516-418-5674. We would love to hear from you. Remember, we do this for you so you can breathe, breaking the stigma one conversation at a time.
When the glory comes, it will be ours.